Romans 12, life together in the body of Christ. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your logical service. And do not conform to the mould of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may experience what is the good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace that was given me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to each man a measure of faith. For even as we have many members in one body, and all the members do not have the same office, so we who are many are one body in Christ, and though different, still members one of another. And having gifts differing according to the grace that was given us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of our faith, or ministry, let us give ourselves to his ministry, or he that teaches, to his teaching, or he that exhorts, to his exhorting, he that gives, let him do it with generosity, he that rules, with diligence, he that shows mercy, with cheerfulness. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor that which is evil. Cling to that which is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honour to others. Be diligent, not lazy. Fervent in spirit in serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope. Patient in tribulation, continuing earnestly in prayer, responding to the necessities of the saints by sharing, accustomed to showing hospitality. Bless them that persecute you, bless, and curse not. Rejoice with them that rejoice, weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one toward another. Do not be arrogant, but condescend to those who are lowly. Be not wise in your own conceits. Render to no one evil for evil. Take thought to do things honourably in the sight of all men. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. But if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. For in so doing you shall heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.